from me. What you need? Temple in. Yeah, you can play, but there's a fee. You watch your old mama bleed. You're like a dog without the teeth. You start to play, you play it slow. You start to die, you play it more. I've seen gods dying you. Welcome to the orchestra.
Hey, buddy, this is the engineer. If you know what's good for you, you listen to WMUC, FM College Park. Never structurally superfluous.
From all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Huh?
Kissing foreign fishes that flew right out from his hand. And when I put my arms around it,
did you think I was looking for? A pile of clean socks on the bedroom floor. I let all the dust pile up until you're dead, swirling around the thoughts in your head.
I'm Chase.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Rahelio.
And I'm Wes.
And you're listening to WMEC 90.5 College Park Radio, where college radio is good radio.
Welcome to Baltimore Ave.
Welcome to Baltimore Avenue. Welcome to Baltimore Avenue. Welcome to Baltimore Avenue.
Thank you.
Fitter, happier, more productive, comfortable, not drinking too much, regular exercise at the gym, 3 days a week, getting on better with your associate employee contemporaries, at ease, eating well, no more microwave dinners and saturated fats, a patient better driver, a safer car, baby smiling in backseat, sleeping well, no bad dreams, no paranoia. Careful to all animals, never washing spiders down a plug hole. Keep in contact with old friends, enjoy a drink now and then. We'll frequently check credit at Moral Bank, hole in wall, favors for favors, fond but not in love. Charity standing orders, on Sundays Reading Road Supermarket. No killing moths or putting boiling water on the ants. Car wash, also on Sundays. No longer afraid of the dark or midday shadows, nothing so ridiculously teenage and desperate, nothing so childish. At a better pace, slower and more calculated, no chance of escape. Now self-employed, concerned, but powerless, an empowered and informed member of society. Pragmatism, not idealism, will not cry in public. Less chance of illness, tires that grip in the wet, shot of baby strapped in backseat. A good memory, still cries at a good film. still kisses with saliva, no longer empty and frantic, like a cat tied to a stick that's driven into frozen winter shit. The ability to laugh at weakness, calm, fitter, healthier, and more productive. A pig in a cage on antibiotics.
Hi, this is Jeremy from The Bled, and you're listening to WMUC.
It's not like I'm falling. Hi, this is Ono Ono, and you're listening to WMUC.
You remind me of the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be